7. To his brother Mikhail. May 4th, 1845. Dearest brother, forgive my not having written for so long. I have, as usual, had such a confounded lot to do. My novel, which I simply can't break loose from, keeps me endlessly at work. If I had known beforehand how it would be, I should never have begun it at all. I decided to do it all over again, and by God, that has improved it a lot. Now I'm ready with it once more, and this revision is really the last. I have given myself my word not to touch it again. After all, it's the fate of all first books to be altered over and over again. I don't know whether Chateaubriand's Atala was his first book, but I do know that he rewrote it 17 times. Pushkin did just the same with quite short poems. Gogol used to polish away at his wonderful works for 2 years at a time, and if you have read The Sentimental Journey, that witty book by Sterne, you'll very likely remember what Walter Scott, in his article on Sterne, says with reference to Sterne's servant, Lafleur. Lafleur declared that his master had filled about 200 quires of paper with the description of his journey through France. Now, the question is, what became of all that paper? The result was a little book for writing, which a parsimonious person, such as, for example, Plushkin, a character in Gogol's Dead Souls, the incarnation of avarice, would have used half a quire. I can't understand at all how the same Walter Scott could turn out such finished works as Mannering in a few weeks, perhaps only because at that time he was 40 years old. I don't in the least know, brother, what will become of me. You judge me falsely when you maintain that my situation doesn't trouble me a bit. It worries me frightfully, and I often cannot sleep for nights and nights because of my tormenting thoughts. Wise folk tell me that I shall come to the ground if I publish the novel as a book. They admit that the book will be a very good one, but say that I am no businessman, and that the booksellers are usurers, that they will rob me as a matter of course, and I, as sure as death, shall let them. For these reasons, I have resolved to bring out the novel in a journal, for example, the Atechestvenia Sapiski. That has an edition of 2,500 copies. Consequently, it is read by at least 100,000 people. If I let the novel appear in this journal, my literary career and my whole future life are assured. I might easily make my fortune by it. And thus I shall gain a firm footing in the paper, and shall always have money. And if my novel appears in the August or September number, I can bring it out as a book on my own account in October, and that with the certain prospect that everyone who buys novels at all will get it. Moreover, the advertisement will cost me nothing. Well, so things stand. Until I have arranged for the novel, I cannot come to Reval. I don't want to waste any of my time. I must not flinch at any amount of hard work. I have, besides, a lot of new ideas, which will make a name for me in literature as soon as my first book has forged a path for me. These are, in short, my only views for the future. But as to money, I have none, alas. The devil knows where it's gone to, but at all events, I have few debts. When once I have produced the novel, I shall easily be able to arrange for your Schiller translation also, as true as I live. The Juif Errant isn't bad, but Sue strikes me as very limited in range. I don't like to speak of it, dear brother, but your situation and the fate of your Schiller worry me so much that I often forget my own anxieties, and I really have not an easy time of it. If I can't publish the novel, I shall probably go to the Neva. What else should I do? I have thought of every single thing. I could not survive the death of my fixed idea. Write to me soon, for I am sick of myself.